Today's daf is daf Samech Beis. We got to the very last line of Samech Alf Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes has a new Mishnah here, which is quoted several times in Shas about how to properly clean and get rid of Dam Nida. So the Mishnah begins Shiva Simanim. There's seven different types of herbs or applications that you put Mavirin Alakasim in order to remove the stain. And there's follows Rok Tafel, which is defined as raw saliva. Umei Grisin, which is split bean water. Umei Glaim, the Neser, Boris, Kumunya, the Ashlik. So, at least according to the article, there's no English translation to these. On the bottom, they have some suggestions for some of these things. So these are the seven simanim that one has to use in order to remove a kesem. The Mishnah continues to say, Hitbilu, let's say they put the cloth in the mikvah. The also a gab of Taurus. And then after going to the mikvah, they use it in order to taros them, maybe as a cloth or something, a tablecloth, and they're preparing taros on top of it. And then after using it heavier, love shiva simanim, then they apply the seven different agents here, the little avar, and the stain doesn't remove, harei zetseva. That tells us whatever stain is on the bag, it is a color. It's not a stain, it's not a dam, it's a color, it's a stain, the ketchup or something like that. And therefore the taros that were used on top of the cloth is completely taros. And they in Sarach Lahatbil, you don't have to do a second tefillah. But let's say Avar Oshadiya. Let's say after applying the seven different agents here, either the stain had been removed or the stain got a little softer, so it was dimmed. Hareza Kesem, that indicates that it was a Kesem, in fact. And even though you put in the mikvah, since the Kesem was still there, it was only removed after you had used it with the Taros. So then the dim would be that Taros are actually going to be Tumeos. And Sarach Lahatbil, then you have to do another tefillah of the begging. So Ezer wrote Tafel, so the Mishnah wants to know, how does one define raw saliva? So Kol Shalot Tam Klum, anyone who hasn't tasted anything the entire day, that's called Roch Tafel. So you have to spit, you have some saliva as part of this mixture. May Grisin is Li'isas Grisin Shel Tol Chalukas Nefesh. That means Li'isas is to chew. So if one chews some of these split beans where they're separated from the peels, that's the juices from that is what's needed. And Meir Glaim, what type of Meir Glaim is needed? Shech Mitzu, that was left out until it fermented, whatever that meant. It got a little bit stronger, and then that's the type of Meir Glaim necessary for this process. So then the Mishnah says, when it comes to applying these seven different mixtures, Tzarech Lichaskes Shalosh Pamim L'Cholecha V'Echad. When you apply it, you have to rub it three times when using each of these different agents. So let's say, Havirim V'Shlo Kesijin. Let's say you apply it out of order, Oshahevir Shiva Samam Kacha, so you do it all once together, Loss of Lokum, that doesn't work. It's only if you do it in the right order, each separately, out of order or all together, that's ineffective. So this is the entire mission, how to get rid of the Ksamim.
So what took us, when it says, you know what, he was struggling the beggar?
Before he removed the stain.
And then she wore it, and with the beggar she did she
exactly.
The heart.
Right.
And after that, she washed it again.
Correct. No, she didn't wash it again. She didn't wash it before at all. She only washed it after it had been used with Taros.
So what's it to be, though? I mean, she herself...
The mikvah. No, put it in the mikvah. She put the clothing
was
in the mikvah.
The seven.
Exactly. She put it in the mikvah. So then if it turned out afterwards, if it ended up being a kesem, so the tefillah didn't work.
The mikvah doesn't happen.
And if it wasn't a kesem, meaning the stain didn't get removed, that means it wasn't a kesem in the first place, and then everything was fine. So then the Gemara says as follows. Tana... The Brisa tells us that Neser Achzanjus v'lo Neser Antipatris. So it has to be a particular type of Neser. Unclear what Neser is in the first place. So let's just see in the bottom if they have anything to... it just tells in terms of locations. It doesn't tell us what a Neser maybe before in the Mishnah told us what a Neser is. Let's see. Look back for 1 second on the article in Neser. It's some type of metal, it seems. It says from Rashi here it's an alum. So it seems like aluminum of some sort. But here it says maybe it's sodium carbonate. Okay, some type of chemical. Unclear exactly what it is, but it has to be from Alexandria, not from a different location. So then it says Boris. What's Boris? So Boris is usually a type of soap that's applied. What does it say here in the Mishnah? On the article, just looking back. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain. So Boris is Amar of Yehuda, Ze Ahala. So what's Ahala? So Rashi says it's aloe, apparently. And then the Gemara says, V'hatan doesn't buy to tell us that ha-boris and ha-oel are two different things. It's not one and the same. So elamai boris, what's boris? Karisa, which is sulfur. So sulfur is one of the items, one of the agents needed. Ramin, he asks the Gemara based on the Braisa. So this is a Braisa regarding Hilcha Shmita, which says, Hosifa Leyan Halbitin, if they add on, the Chacham add on to what foods, what products or produce are subject to Shmita. So they add on Halbitin, the Halunin, Haboris, Fa'ol. So at least the article defines these terms as sow thistles, wormwood, and boris and aholo. So now for us, the boris cabrisis, boris in fact is really sulfur. V'hatan, doesn't the Bryce tell us that klal, kol sheyeshal ikar, yeshal shvius, kol sheyein lo ikar, ein lo shvius, that one of the rules, defining factors of becoming shmita, subject to shmita, has to have a root. Sulfur does not have a root to it, it's a mineral, it doesn't grow. And therefore, it's not subject to shvius. So if this Braita says that boris is subject to shvius, it certainly can be sulfur, so that's a problem. So Gemara says, you're right. Elamai boris, what's boris? Boris is ola, okay, whatever ola, some type of aloe of some sort. V'atanit, but doesn't the Braita still tell us that boris v'ha'ol are two different things? So Gemara says, tre gavni ola. They're two types of aloes, and that's what's going on. Okay? Fine. So then the Gemara says, kimunya. What's kimunya? This is one of the seven agents as well in the Mishnah. So Amar of Yehuda, Shiluf Dutz. Okay, how do you define that? So the article here says it's just unidentified detergent. So we don't know what it is. It's an herb apparently in Arabic, possibly saltwort. Okay, it means nothing to me. But this is another one of the agents. The Ashlag, which is the last simonim in the Mishnah, Amar Shmuel, Shiltinul, and Achosi Yama, I asked the various people, the different sailors, Vamu Ashlaga Shmei, they called it, that's called Ashlaga, that's what it is, Ashlaga, Ashlaga. Umeshakach Beini Nikvei Marganisa, you find it between the crevices of the pearls on the bottom of the ocean, Umapkele Biramsa de Farzla, and they remove it by some pointed instrument, is able to extract it, and that's where you find the Ashlag. Okay. So that's the seven simonim. Hard for us to really appreciate it, but these are the seven. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Hitabilu Va'asa. So we have the case in the Mishnah, the very first case in the Mishnah, if you put the clothing in the mikvah, and then you use it for taros, and then only afterwards you apply the seven simonim. So the Gemara quotes the Braisa Tanir Abon. Hev your love shiva samonim, nivlo avar. So let's say you apply the seven different agents, and nothing moves. It doesn't remove the stain, which indicates it wasn't a stain. It wasn't a stain from a kesem. It wasn't dam. It's a color. It's a dye. Tfon, let's say you apply tfon, and then it is removed, then taros of tameos. Then that indicates it was a stain, and all the taros you had used previously would be tame. What's tfon? So they don't say anything here. It's a special detergent that not only removes dam, but also removes dye. So Gemara says, wait a second. Tzvon, tsevanami maber. Tzvon is able to even extract dye. So just because it was extracted doesn't mean it was dam. Even blood dye, even tchelis, whatever it is going to be removed. So that's not a raya that it was a kesem. Tzvon removes any color. So Ella, what it meant to say is, have your love shisha samanim v'lover. So you applied the first six agents. Nothing was changed. But you didn't apply the seventh one. You haven't applied the ashleg, which is the last one. And instead of using ashleg, have your love tzfon. You applied this tzfon detergent, v'aver, and then the stain was removed. So now we don't know what would have happened had you used ashleg instead of tzfon. What would have happened? We don't know what would have happened. So taros of tomatoes, we have to assume the taros of tamei misafik, because she'im have your shvi mitchila shema aver. Perhaps had you applied the ashleg like you're supposed to, the seventh agent, maybe it would have been removed, and we don't know. And that's the case it's referring to, that you use its phone instead of using the ashleg, and it becomes a situation of a suffix. Tani idach, another writer tells us, have your love a shiva samanim, you apply the seven different detergents, the avar and the stain doesn't fade. Shanan v'avar, you repeat this a second time now, and this time it does v'avar, it's removed. So now tarosav Taharos. In this case, the taros are good because the din of the Mishnah is you only apply it one time. You never said to apply it twice. So you apply everything in the right way the first time. Nothing was removed. So that means that the bag is completely tahor. Just because you apply it a second time doesn't indicate that it's a stain. It's against the din. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeira says, Lo shanu ela hataros shenasu bein techboses rishona lishniyot. When we said that the taharos remain tahor, it's only those taharos that were used between first washing and the second washing. Because after the first washing, nothing was removed, nothing faded. So that told us there's never a kesem in the first place. But let's say the taros are used after the second cleaning, taros of timeos. Now the taros are actually going to become tamei. Very strange, right? It doesn't make any sense. You cleaned it more, and now it becomes more of a problem. So Gemara says, well, you know why? Sherei hikbid alav v'avar, because now it bothers you, and it was removed. So Rashi explains here, last two Rashi on the page, Sherei hikbid alav, kishechazer v'hevirin, when you now tried reapplying it, and it removed, gila daita shemakbid alav b'safek dam. It tells you that you're clearly bothered by the possibility that there's dam in this clothing. V'avar ayde havarzu, through the second cleansing, it faded. V'nasa b'mai sedam, shekane derech dam la'avar ayde shiva saman. It clearly showed that it was dam. So then, since you're machbid, it's going to become tamis. So Gemara asks the obvious question. Amalei, the top of Amid Bey is here. Amalei Rabbi Abba l'Ravashi. Midi b'kpeid the talimus? It depends on hakpada. It depends whether there's metzias dam or not metzias dam. Not whether I care, I don't care. So because I care, that makes everything tummy now? And the Gemara says, yes, in. I'm like, in. It's true. It does depend on Kpeda. Why? How do we know this? The Sani, the Baisa, tells us that Rabbi Chia Omer, Dam Hanida Vadai. There's Vadai Dam Nida. You know there's for sure Dam Nida in the Beg. It's not a question, but it's definitely Dam Nida. And your Mav, your love, is Shiva Simanim, Umivatla. And you apply the seven different detergents on top of it, and you revatal it. So the din is, so the din is your mevatel. So Gemara says about my, how damnida he? This is damnida. So what do you mean mevatel it? It's damnida. I need to remove it. Not to be a bittel. I need to be avar, maver. So look at Rashi. Rashi says mavir love shiva simanim mevatlo. V'afilu lo avar, says Rashi. Even if it hasn't been removed, so I have a blood stain. No, it's for sure damnida on the clothing. I apply the seven simanim and it doesn't fade. But even though I applied them, that application is mevatel, even though I feel a little over. Why not? It's still there. Isn't it present there? So the din is because it's taller than akbale. In echanam, it's taller. If I don't care about it being there anymore, I apply the seven siman, and the seven siman are actually mevatel it. They're not necessarily mavir. So once I apply it, it's mevatel it, and then since I don't care about there being a stain there, then it's not going to be metame anymore. So we see clearly it does depend on akbale.
Here says what he says. Is it between the first and the second wash, or is it after the second wash?
He's talking about after the second wash.
What happens between the first and the second?
That we're saying,
before he wore it, and then she washed it, but it seems that...
So that we're saying between the first and second one, it seems that he didn't care about it at that point, well, at least we weren't sure, most people don't care about it,
then
so it's possible. But once he applied it a second time and showed he really cared about it there, so then, since it was only, he was bothered by it, he has to put it in the mikvah a second time, and since he hadn't done it, it's still tamei. Because his hakpada does play a significant role in this. And this is proven from this braisa that we just brought here. So the Gemara concludes...
I mean, the mafreya wouldn't work.
Right, that's what comes exactly. You're creating the tumah,
right,
tamei. Yeah.
At the moment that, and then she, okay.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says, again, just finish you off this bryce of Amai. Why do we say it's Torah? Ha Damnida. We know this clearly Damnida. Amma, we see Bekpeda Talia Milsa. So the case of this bryce is about Bekpeda. So Hachanami here as well. The previous case in the Amun Aleph was also Hachanami Bekpeda Talia Milsa. Gemara now quotes from a Mishnah, Tanan Hasan. Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kelim as follows. Charosin Shenishtamish Ben Zav Shebalu Mashkut. So you have some pieces of pottery, earthenware, the shards of earthenware that was used by a Zav, and that the Klei Charis had absorbed some of the liquids that were from the Zav. So now there's a Mashkim Michelle Zav, some Zav inside the Klei Charis. Now Klei Charis itself is dry, but embedded within there's Mashkin, that's Metame. So what happens? V'nafu la'avir hatanur. So now these pieces of Klei Charis fall within the airspace of an oven. And the din is, if the mashkin were to be extracted, then you have tumah in the avir of a tanur, and that would be metame. But here it's not extracted just yet. It's embedded in the klei charis and potentially can come out. So what's the din? V'husaka tanur. Now you fire up the oven. So now after the heat, eventually the heat's going to draw out the liquid that's in the klei charis. So the Gemara says, ha-tanur tameh, shesof mashkin latzeh, because since the fire is on, so it's inevitable that it's going to extract the liquids that are tummy in the klecheres, and we assume even now, even in the current state, even though the tumma has not yet been extracted, it's going to, and therefore it's even tummy currently. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara has a machlokas on this Mishnah, which type of mashkim are embedded in the klecheres that's subject to this halacha that it's in the airspace, and it's going to eventually come out with you that's coming out even right now. So that's the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish. Lo shenu el mashkim kalim. This is only true of low-level liquids. We'll get to define them in just a second. About mashkim chamum, if they're more severe, they're a more potent type of tumah, then tamei afa pisha lo husakatanur. Then it's tamei, even if the fire, even if the oven isn't on, it's simply the klecheres, the charasim are simply in the airspace, that's enough. If it's mashim chamurim, even then, even without the oven being on, it will be matame the tanner. So let's define what's mashim kalim versus mashim chamurim. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, lo shanu hadukatani, that which the Mishnah had said in Maseches Kalim, husak in, only if the fire's on. Is it tame? Lo husak lo, but if it's not on, then the clay charas are not matame the oven. It's only true, d'chol zman shein nivlon, b'charasim, ein metamin et ha'avir, it's not metamin et ha'avir, ela mashkim kalim, only light level mashkim is this din true. What's mashkim kalim? Shein avatuma, that they're not avatuma, kagon de me'es dimas, rather dimas eino, the tear ducts or tears of a dove, that's not a duma deraisa, the dam megavaso and some blood, o meir glaim de tame mace, or meir glaim of a dead body, of tame sherets, or the mashkim that are tame from coming to contact with the sherets, all of these, the afil kishahusak v'yasa, even when the fire goes on, and even if you wait until the liquid comes out, hayuhein mamish ba'avir tanur, lo timu elam derabanan. These are only tumah derabanans, the ein mashkim mitame klei chos mi mashka avatuma. In general, mashkim become tame, but mashkim are not mitame other things, unless it's a mashke of an avatuma, meaning a zav is an avatuma, so all is mayanos, like his meir glaim, the Mishnah, the Rashi made a meir glaim of a mace, is tumah derabanan. The meir glaim of a zav, or a ziva of a zav, all those are tumah midiraisa. But mashkim kalin are all tumas, are only midirabanan, and therefore only if the fire is on will we say it's matami the avir. But when it comes to mashkim chamurin, says Rashi, what's mashkim chamurin? Could go meir glaim shel zav, so not meir glaim of a mace. The meir glaim of a zav, or shelzava, shereba hemakas of mayano, so the Torah tells that those are considered the springs, if you will, of the tumas mace, the tumah itself, the tami adam of a kalim, so since those are mashim chamurim, which means tumah deraisa, so when they're embedded in a clay cheres, even if the oven is not on, even though the fire isn't on, that would still be enough to mitame the tanur. That's shitas Reish Lakish. Gemara now quotes shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan amar, echan mashim kalim, Vechen mashkim chamurim, whether or not it's a mashkim derais or even a mashkim derabanam, the din is, im husa katanur in, ilo, lo. Only if the fire is on are they metame, but if the fire isn't on, then it's not metame, even if it's mashkim chamurim. Why is that? So Rashi here explains, because ilo, lo, or the first go Rashi tame, hatanur, afilo husak, next one, ilo, lo, tehavi le tuma belua. Because when the mashkim is embedded in the klecheres, it's tumah blua, it's absorbed tumah b'charasin, and we have a din tumah blua lo matame k'de amar behema makshin the gemara chulin. So they're absorbed, and Rabbi Yochanan holds even if the mashkim chamurim, it does not have the ability to be matame as long as it's tumah blua. The gemara now says and asks a series of questions. Will take us to the end of the daf.
So why if the tanner is on, it would be still tumah
blua? No, because it's inevitable. Once it's inevitable to come out, that's already, we could view it now as not coming out.
It's inevitable.
But since the oven's on, the oven's certainly going to extract the liquids. So even though it's tumah blua, it's...
But what happens? The mashkin falls, whatever is tumah, it falls before the tanner is on, and then the tanner goes on, or how?
No, the oven's on, so now, and I have a klei cheres in...
We said that when something is on, once it's expelling, it's not absorbing, right? We didn't say that once, it's something with the blood and...
Yeah, but that's the only that's relevant here. Who said that the klei cheres is absorbing something now? It's an empty oven. Oven's empty, and I have a klei cheres in the avir.
It's hot, it's expelling, not absorbing, or no, or we say that...
Well, there's nothing to absorb right now, it's an empty oven, so all there is that which is embedded in the klei cheres. So the fire's on, and that's going to cause the liquid that's embedded to come out.
But when did the liquid come into the...
Beforehand, sometime beforehand. Zav was using it, and there's some mashkim embedded in it. Then somehow the charasim got its way to the tanner, and then the heat goes on, so it's going to inevitably extract the liquid. So even though it hasn't been extracted yet.
So the Bar Tuma was there for a while.
Whatever. Okay, 5 minutes took him and freed up.
So we're talking that it's hot once he puts the food inside, not once the Tuma came in.
Correct. That's when the Charasim are present in the oven. So then the Gemara asks the question, Eisivei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Hitbilu, let's say you put the begging into the mikvah. The also agab of taros from a mishnah, then after putting the mikvah, you use taros with it. The heavier love shiva samanim, and then after using them, then you decide to apply the seven different agents, lo avar, and the stain hadn't moved. So that's a clear indicator that it wasn't dam neither. Hareza et seva, that must have been a color, a dye stained it, ketchup stained it. And therefore all the taros of is taros. Vein tzarech lahatzpil, you don't have to do a second tevila. So this is a din. So what's the shaila here? So, 1 second here. So if you look at Rashi says, taros of taros, Rashi explains, e'amit bishlam, if you understand balua, sheniyachalatzeis, elayidei dechak, if something that's absorbed is only able to be extracted through, great efforts, it's tahor, bishim hachi talin and lakula. That's why by the case of the stain, since it wasn't removed, we could assume it's a color to dye. Vitaru. Mishum de'inami damu, even if you want to grant me that it was actually dam, came in denivla kolkach, since it was so absorbed, it was so embedded in the beged, dein ha-simimonim yichol nahavir, that simonim, the agents, the detergents, couldn't extract it. So still, we assume it's dam nida. Fine. The afapi, now this is the addition. The afapi, sheyachalot says, ayde tzfon, even though we know if he applied tzfon, which is a really strong detergent, it would be able to extract it. It's tahar. We don't look to go to great extremes to extract stain. We do a very simple, we do a low-level test. We don't do a sophisticated test. So we don't try to extract things. Ella, the didach, according to you, the amrs that you hold, hovi yachon lotes ayde hesek. Since you hold that's able to come out through the fire, so ki lo yatsu nami temem, when it doesn't come out, it should be tame as well, hachanami, hecha dalinan lakula lechol chuma tluya dilma damhu. So what happens here, the question that the Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, you Reish Lakish hold, that why do you say mashkim kalin or tame? Because it's able to come out through heat. Now heat's a very high, intense level to extract something. Anything can be extracted through heat. So yet you say, since it's able to be extracted through heat, we view the tumah balua as coming out already. So why don't we say the same thing by a stain? We should say by a stain, so we apply the seven simanim, they don't come out. But I can still apply the tzfon, and tzfon is a really strong way to extract it, so shouldn't that indicate a dam nida? So again, just I'll say it one more time. The parallel here is that Reish Lakish is willing to say that the heat of the oven is, which is a very intense form of extracting something, is enough a reason to view the tumah as coming out already. So you should view the tzfon as a strong enough way to remove the dam. Now, even though it didn't remove from the shiva simanim, but the stronger detergent could have removed it. So why are you saying by the fire we view a strong way of removing, extracting the tumah, but not by the kesem?
But this is the case where we are not sure if the kesem is in dam, and we're trying it.
We're not sure. We're definitely not sure.
But we are sure in the case of the tumah of the oven. So how can you compare?
But at least there'll be it should at least be a safek case case of dam nida.
The whole thing of the shiva thing is that you're proving if it's not or not, if it is or it's not.
No, but it should at least be a safek. I mean, if it's vada, it's a dam nida.
Because we say that if it doesn't come out, if we know.
No, no, but I know if it's phone. I know if I have a. But it also takes that dam nida, so it's at least a suffix. So if I apply tzfon, it's possible nothing will come out. Also,
tzfon is like a bleach. It takes every color.
But I'm not sure if it takes out every color. It takes out colors. It takes out dam nida. Uh-huh. But it could be there's some colors that it won't come out. But at least it's a suffix, though. Tzfon. It should at least be tzlani.
I see them as different cases because one for sure.
No, I agree. One's vada, one's not. But one, it should at least be a suffix, though. Okay. We can't assume that's not dam nida at all. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's a very good question, but Amar Lei, Hanach L'Ksamim D'Rabbanim, because you know what, stains are a D'Rabbanim anyways. We know a woman's a nida only if there's a Gashra, if there's a Ria, it's a Kesem. So since it's only a stain and a din of a stain is only D'Rabbanim, so we could be makel in this situation that even though the Tzfon could have extracted Dam Nida, it would have been a Safek, maybe it's Dam Nida, maybe it's simply a Tzeva, we're able to ignore that fact since the whole concept of Ksamim are only D'Rabbanim in the first place. So Gemara says, oh yeah, it's not true. I'll bring you a raya. Not only from Ksamim, I'll bring you the same exact case from real Damnida, where it's a Vale Damnida, not where it's simply a stain, and there's a Din Derabanan. Because Vahatani, Rabbi Chiya, Damnida Vadiv. I know this for sure, Damnida presence. It's not a stain. It's really Damnida that's here. Mavir love Shiva Samanu Mivalo. I could just apply the seven different agents, and I could be Mivatilit. So even though I know you could extract the Damnida through the Tzfon, we don't look to such great extremes. So Gemara says, Amalei Rish Lakish responds back, Rebbe Lo Shana. So Rebbe didn't teach this din. I don't agree to that Mishnah about the Dam Vade Nida. I don't think that's correct. So Rebbe Chiya Menale. So where does Rebbe Chiya learn from? Rebbe didn't teach this. So how did Rebbe Chiya create such a brisa that Rebbe didn't teach in the base measures, and therefore he's able to ignore that din? That Enekanami, the case of a Dam Nida Vade was in a Beged. So even though the Sheva Simanim couldn't be Mevatalit, it would be Mevatalit, he would still think it's Damnida, because since it can be extracted by Tzfon, it would be Tuma, just like the Tuma Blua in the Klei Cheres could be extracted through the fire in the oven. So Gemara asks further, A.C.V. Rebbe Yochanan Reish Lakish. He asks Reish Lakish further, this is regarding now Dam of a Mace. Revius Dam should Nivla Babayis. You have now a Revius of Dam that's been absorbed in the house. So now there's a Tumas Mace in the house, a Bayis Tamei, because there's a Revius of Dam Mace. And that's too much mace to ohel. Armila, others say, no, habayis tahor. So what's the difference whether the revius dam is metame ba'ol or not metame ba'ol? The Gemara says, v'lo pligi, there is no machlokas really. Ha bekelim de meikara, ha bekelim de basof. It depends. When did the kelim enter into the bayis? If the kelim were there initially, and then there's dam in the house before the dam was absorbed into the ground, so that since the keli was there, and there's the revius dam, the kelim were there meikara, the kelim are then tamei. But let's say there's dam revius in the house first. And then the revius got absorbed into the karka. Then after the fact, the person brought kalim into the house. So then since the dam is a balua, it's absorbed into the ground, we don't say that the kalim are tamei tumas alah. And then the Mishnah continues to say, nivla b'ksus, let's say the dam, revius dam mace, was absorbed in a cloth. Im miskabes v'yotim imenu revius dam tamei. Let's say when one were to wash such a beggar, they could extract a revius of dam. So then that garment, it would be metai ba'ohel, meaning if you were in the same room as this beggar that has the revius dam, there'd be tumas ohel. And then lav, if one couldn't extract the dam revius from this beggar, so then Torah, there would not be tumas ohel. So what we see from here, though, that, so if you look at Rashi explains here that, Vim Lav Torah, you see Rashi Im Lav Torah, it's around like 10 lines up from the bottom. V'yafa gab du revius shleima nivlaspo. Even though we know for sure this cloth certainly has a revius dam of mace in it, but you weren't able to extract the full revius. Alma balua sheinu yachal aseif lehedya elai detchak. If I can't extract revius dam in a normal way, only through real pressures, kiyacha, like this case, they tzfon nafka kul. If I were to apply tzfon, that would extract the full revius dam of the cloth. We don't look that way. So in other words, when we look to extract Tumah Blua, we don't look to extremes. We look to the typical cases. And therefore, just like this case, when the dam revius is in the cloth, we only look for a medium form of extracting. We don't look to the extremes. So too by the Klei Cheres. Why is it fair? Just because the fire turns on, that's going to extract the liquid. That's not a normal way to extract the liquid. Well, that's too extreme. That's the question they ask. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Kana, no. Really, we do look to extremes to extract blood. To extract Tumah Blua. But this case is here by the revius dam is mikulei revius shanukan. These are of the leniencies of revius adam, because shiny dam tfusa dirabanan. The blood we're talking about here is not dam vadai from a mace. It's dam tfusa. What's dam tfusa? If you look at Rashi, Rashi's dam tfusa is high revius, the mekilimba. This particular revius that we're talking about that's embedded in the clothing is lo biba mamish mamace. It didn't come when the person was necessarily dead. Ella revius dam tvusa shusafa. We don't know at what stage it came out. Even if it wasn't absorbed, let's say there was just a puddle of dam tvusa in the corner, that wouldn't necessarily be metame tumas vados. Because what's ezu tvusa says Gemara? Ezu dam tvusa, the Rashi says. Harug shiyasu men revius dam. A person's been murdered, and there's a quarter of a revius of dam, bechayev, uvimoso, and also while he dies, the blood came out. So we don't know if the blood started, he was cut. So he's alive, but there's blood coming out. And then he dies, and blood continues to come out. So if the dam came out when he was still alive, if I get a cut here, that's not Tumas Mace. I'm alive. If it comes out when a person is dead, then it is Tumas Meis. So we don't know at what point it came out. So since it's particularly Dam Tavusa, which is this question of Suffolk, so then the din would be it's a Kula. The Gemara now says, Eisiv asks Gemar further, Eisiv Eish Lakish L'Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Balu Ashen Yachal Lateis Tar. So now we have anything that's absorbed that is impossible to be extracted, the din is its tahor. So we learn from this, ha yachalates, if it is able to be removed, that which is absorbed, it's tamei v'afagav d'lo nafak. As long as it's able to come out, even though it hasn't come out entirely. So so this goes against Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said that, he said only if something could actually, it actually comes out. If you look at Rashi, Kevin Diachalos is the last Rashi on the page. Vahanach Charasim, these shards of pottery. Avagav de lo kapit behu lahotzi kol ma shibesochan tuman kozman shlo yata hova yachalot etaydei hesek. So this says that even though it hasn't actually come out, as long as it's able to come out, that's enough of a reason to say tamer. So Gemara says no. Amar Papa says back, kol hecha den yachalotzeis, whenever it doesn't come out, so then divya kol tahor. So everyone agrees, when it doesn't come out, when it's not able to come out, when it's impossible for it to come out, everyone agrees, meaning when tumah is balua, when tumah is embedded in something, if it can't come out, it's completely tahor. Yachalates, let's say it is able to come out, v'hikra lav, and the person's makbid on the stain being there, or the tumah being there, so then since the combination of yachalates, plus the concept of a hakpada, then divya kol tamer. When is there machlokes? Kipligi, they argue, the yachalates, lo hikra lav. Sorry, Rebbe. when it's able to come out, but there's no hakpada. The guy doesn't care about the stain being there, or he doesn't care about the tumah being absorbed there. That's where there's machlokes. Mar Savar, one holds, Reish Lakish is of the opinion, Kevin the yachalates, since it's able to come out, apagav lo hikra lav, that's tummy. Meaning Reish Lakish doesn't care about hakpada or not hakpada. He cares about the ability for it to be extracted or not extracted. But Mar Savar, Rebbe Yochanan holds, no. Afagav the yachalos, even though it is able to come out, in hikbir alav in ilolo. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it has nothing to do with the ability to come out. It has to do with hakpada or not hakpada. If there's hakpada, so then it's tumah blua, it's a problem. And if there's no hakpada, then we view it as being entirely tahor. Okay, we will stop here. And Chanukah.